best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
The Second Union Missionary Baptist Church will be honoring Sister Faye Martin in loving memory of Pastor Joseph Martin Jr. for 23 years of dedicated and faithful service. Sunday, November 10th at 2 p.m. And there'll be a mortgage burning ceremony. The guest speaker will be Reverend Tom Hamilton and the Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church. That's the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church, Sunday, November 10th at 2 p.m.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
Thank you. Let the church say amen. That song simply says that if you love Jesus, you ought to show some signs. I'm not going to sing amen. I want to, if you have your Bible, and I pray that you do, I want us to turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. Now I'm going to be reading from the New International Version, and you could read along with King James. I'm hearing some humming. I don't know if is this on? No, it's not. There's some humming. Oh, thank you. And pay close attention to the words that's in this pericope. Luke writes, chapter 19, verses 1 through 9. Actually, I'll go ahead and throw in verse 10. It says, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and he climbed a sycamore fig tree. The New International Version is the only version that I've seen that included that. A sycamore fig tree. Praise God to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. And when Jesus reached the spot, somebody say, when Jesus reached the spot. Praise God. It says that he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today, not tomorrow, today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. But all the people saw him and began to mutter. In other words, they got upset. Praise God. He had gone to be the guest of a sinner. All the people, praise God, excuse me, but Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. And Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. You may be seated. I want to tag this thing as a little, excuse me, a poor little rich man. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but this is what happened in the case of Zacchaeus. Amen. I'm talking about the poor little rich man. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, Zacchaeus can in fact be called the poor little rich man. If you look at Zacchaeus and you go back, his name means righteous one. It means pure. It means innocence. Praise God. And there's no doubt in my mind that after his birth and when it came time to give him a name, praise God, his parents wanted to give him a name with the hope of him living up to that name.
Yes, sir.
That's the way they did it back in those days. Yes, praise God.
Amen.
You see, when parents brings a child into the world, they have great hopes and expectations for that child.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. And it was no different than Zacchaeus' parents.
Uh-huh.
Zacchaeus was a man whose short physical stature had come to symbolize what I call the littleness that characterized, praise God, his other ways of life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
This little man, this littleness that characterized him in those other ways are the various, it's the reason why I tag this as a poor little rich man. You see, Zacchaeus, like most of us, made some poor decisions or did some poor things in our life. But thanks be to God that he gave us Jesus Christ. You see, Zacchaeus made some poor decisions. He made a poor decision to be a cheater. He made the poor decision to be a traitor. He made the poor decision to be a turncoat to his own people. Praise God. And I believe that you could label him just like I labeled him, praise God, as one who was selfish and self-centered, greedy, praise God, and totally uncaring about others. Amen. Sort of sound like some politicians we have today, but I won't go there right now. You see, but as so many other cases, to include my case, amen, because when I look back over my life, amen, I got to tell y'all, it wasn't one of those lives that was peaches and cream when it comes to spirituality. Praise God. But when we look, praise God, at all of those things that happened in Zacchaeus' life, and we look at the things that has happened in our life, praise God, one thing that we have to see is that regardless of what we have done, amen, Jesus saw something in Zacchaeus, praise God, that most of those folks around him never saw.
That's right, Pastor.
There are some people that had written a lot of us off based upon the things that we did. But thanks be to God, God saw something, amen, in us. Amen. He saw something in us. Aren't you glad that he saw something in us? Praise God. In other words, he looked beyond our faults and he saw our needs. Praise God. You see, I say that to say this: parents, don't you ever give up on your child or your children. I don't care what they have done. I don't care if they have embarrassed you, praise God, and the things that they have done. Keep on praying for them.
Yeah, amen.
Stay on your knees, praise God, and pray that